In days of yore, in the kingdom bold, there lived a fearsome dragon. And the king he was in great distress, and the country spirits flagging. Until there came a brave young knight, he was dashing, bold, and charming. And he slew the dragon with his sword, and a smile that was so disarming. With a hey and a ho and a hey, nonny no, and a smile that was so disarming. That was terrible. Watch my lips. Here we go. Said the king, I wish to know your name. But the knight said, do not bother. Yea, merrily, one knight, says he, is the same as any other. But the king, he said, in my daughter's bed, tonight you'll take your leisure. And she'll reward you for your deed with a night of exhausting pleasure. With a hey and a ho and a hey, nonny no, and a night of exhausting pleasure. That was much better. See what happens when you can concentrate? Okay. Where was I? Oh, yeah. One daughter, she had raven hair, a maiden young and chaste. And she slept all night in the pale moonlight, naked to the waist. And the other daughter, she was fair, the fairest in the town. And she slept all night in the pale moonlight, naked from her small waist down. With a hey and a ho and a hey, nonny no, naked from her small waist down. So the knight, he stayed for many an hour behind the castle wall. But the ending to my story is not what it seems at all. For in neither bed of neither maid was he repaid for his glory. But he slept all night with the king instead, for this is a fairy story. With a hey and a ho and a hey, nonny no, yes, this is a fairy story.